Welcome to Desert Island Risks. Jennifer Michelle and myself, John Harney, are casting our guests away to a desert island with a copy of Aon's recently published Global Pension Risk Survey. They will have endless time to read the survey, as well as think about defined benefit pension schemes and the latest risks that they face. And today, we're going to be hearing about GMP equalisation, and we're going to be welcoming Lauren Ramsey to the island, who is one of our resident GMP specialists and an associate partner at Aon. Welcome, Lauren.
Hi, John. It's lovely to be here on the island.
Oh, well, I'm glad you're enjoying the island. So you're cast away now, and you have all of the time in the world. You've got your sunglasses on, and you've got a sun hat. You're all sorted. You have read the survey and you've paid particular attention to the GMP equalisation findings because, you know, that's what you live and breathe. But we did the survey 2 years ago. So I'm wondering what changes you might have noticed since then between the two surveys in the GMP equalisation space.
Yeah, so I'm pleased to say that since we last did the survey, schemes have made really good progress on GMP equalisation for their ongoing members. So that's members who are still in the scheme. So each step of the process that we've asked schemes about, the survey shows it's around a 20 percentage point improvement compared to the last survey.
Wow.
And it's just one example of that in the area, well, you know, this is really challenging, the challenging area of data.
Mm-hmm.
We've now got more than half of schemes have completed their data cleaning for ongoing members, and that was less than a quarter only 2 years ago. So we are seeing some really good progress.
Mm-hmm.
However, we've still got less than 20% of schemes having actually completed their GMP equalisation for ongoing members. So there's still a lot of work to do. And that's especially the case when we think about historic transfers. We've added those into the survey for the first time this year, and you'll see that they're behind at every step of the process, and less than 10% of schemes have completed this exercise. So even more work to do in that area.
I'm intrigued a little bit now about historic transfers, and I suppose for our listeners, it'd be great to hear more about that. We've heard a lot about, you know, for current members, but if you could give maybe a bit of detail on historic, that would be really great.
Yeah, so historic transfers relates to members who've previously transferred out of the scheme, but if they've had a GMP, then they might be due an equalisation top-up. So the exercise kind of comes in two parts. You've got to calculate what top-ups are due, but then you need to trace and pay those top-ups to those members. Now, as you can imagine, the data issues for this can be really significant. You know, these are people who left the scheme potentially years ago. And given these members are no longer in contact with the scheme, the challenges with this exercise are very different to equalisation for ongoing members. So in particular, schemes need to encourage engagement and provide reassurance that it's not a scam. So as you can well imagine, if you've not heard from the scheme in maybe 20 years and the scheme's possibly even changed its name, you know, people's initial reaction to these might be quite negative and assuming it's a scam. However, the good news is that these projects can be very successful, and we've got tried and tested ways of ensuring payments get to the right members quickly and efficiently.
It sounds like a lot done, more to do on that front as well. And I suppose you've mentioned it a couple of times, and I suppose a peek behind the scenes with me and Lauren, we've worked on a couple of GMP equalisation and conversion projects together, and data seems to be the big thing. How can schemes best navigate that?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So I think, you know, data is a common thread because data underpins every exercise that schemes are doing. So not only GMP equalisation, but also member options and risk transfer. So one good way I've seen to navigate data is to consider what order schemes are going to carry out all their data work. So take into consideration all the different projects you're doing and what is going to be needed for each project. A second consideration then is around proportionality. Mm-hmm. So for equalisation, what we typically see is quite a small number of data points drive the bulk of the inequality. So it's important that people really understand from their advisors what those are and focus on those. So an example, and we've seen this on schemes we've worked on, John, is around early retirement and whether or not people had reductions and how those reductions apply. Actually, in some cases, it can even flip whether the male or the female gets the uplift. So that would be an example of a data item that would be worth spending more time and effort trying to find information on versus maybe other things that are less important.
That's really helpful and gives a really good steer for our listeners kind of how to start thinking about this. But zooming out a little bit from GMP equalization, then going back to the survey, a big theme that has emerged is this risk prioritization challenge. Added to that, the resourcing challenge with just so much going on for defined benefit pension schemes at the moment. I suppose how again, I'm going to use the word again, navigate. How can you navigate all of the GMP work in the context of all of that?
So I'm not going to lie, it's a challenge. But I'm trying to think, you know, what could you do? So we talked a bit earlier about data strategy. So it may be possible if you can think about your strategy, mm-hmm. if you can get to the point where each member file only needs to be open once, then that's a really great way to make best use of limited administration resources. Another thing that I see in a lot of my schemes is that we're also continuing to see a trend for schemes to combine GMP equalization with other exercises, so particularly member mm-hmm. options and pension increase exchanges. And what we see there is because there's such a significant overlap in those exercises in terms of the type of calculations and writing out to members, mm-hmm. that running those two together generates significant efficiencies. And not just that, it actually is a really positive experience for members. So as an example, one of my projects last year where we ran GMP equalization with a pension increase exchange actually broke all the previous records for PIE engagement. We got nearly 80% of members engaged and over 40% actually took up the offer. So a really, really positive exercise, you know, coming out of what would have just been, you know, a compliance GMP equalization project.
Wow. I don't really know what to say to that, Lauren. You know, you're breaking records and now you're stuck on a desert island. But but hopefully we'll get you back home soon. And actually, I think before we come and rescue you from the island so you can get back to breaking records,
come back.
You don't have to. If you want to stay another week and have a little relax, you can. But I think we need you, Lauren. We definitely need people like you. So what, before you come back then, I feel like I'm slightly holding you hostage now, Lauren, but before you go back, what is the one tip that you would bring back for your clients with you?
Oh, that is a good question. So one tip. So I guess GMP equalization it's one of, you know, many projects on mm-hmm. trustees' plates at the moment. So we've talked already a bit about, you know, member options, risk transfer and other exercises on the go. So we've talked about data strategy. So I guess I think my top tip would be around sequencing of work. So to use the example of GMP equalization, so just because, you know, the judgment on historic transfers came out a couple of years mm-hmm. later doesn't mean that you do that second. So, you know, we've seen examples where trustees have kind of got held up doing GMP equalization for current members, you know, while, say, they wait for data cleanse. So if you're one of those schemes, you know, almost half of schemes that haven't finished the data cleanse for your current members, mm-hmm. then you could consider maybe delegating your historic transfers out to a separate firm so they could get going with that rather than waiting till the end of the project to address those historic transfers. So, yeah, I think my top tip is to think about sequencing of work. And you can use that to sort of, you know, to make the best use of trustee time to ensure projects maintain momentum and also to complete projects as efficiently as possible.
Yes. We don't want schemes to end up in a bit of a holding pattern for wider strategy piece because GMP is still outstanding is a key one. So sequencing, that's the key
sequencing,
word.
Sequencing, yes.
Love it. Well, Lauren, this is the time where I normally send people back. But I think in this case, if you want to stay, have another relax, you can read the survey again if you want on the beach. but thank you so much, Lauren, for speaking with us today. I'm sure everyone found that really, really helpful. So do look out for some more further Desert Island Risk episodes to come. Click on the link in the show notes as well to read the full results of the survey. The trip to the desert island is optional. And with that, if you have any comments or questions or would like to discuss this further, please just contact either your usual Aon contact. Lauren is always happy to have a chat as well, or just email talktous@aon.com. That's it for this episode. So all that remains is for me to cast all of you back home. We'll leave Lauren behind. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.